So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me for 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest and I, we've been working together and sharing together for several years, and it really just never gets old. She's inspirational beyond belief. And one of the things she's involved in, which is something very dear to my heart, which is the peace movement and peace in general. And I feel like this is just like something I've always believed in from birth. So welcome, Karen Palmer.
Thank you, Erica. It's great to be here.
Yes. Are you in Solvang today in Southern California?
Southern California. Yep. Beautiful, beautiful day. A little windy, but beautiful as always.
Just oh my gosh. Yeah. It's so nice there.
It's nice to live in paradise. I'm very grateful.
I just remember when I worked at the Santa Barbara News Press, I can remember driving to Solvang for fun. It was like so much fun to visit there.
I call it Danish Disneyland because I moved here from Massachusetts when I was 21, and I've been here over 20 years now. So I've been just, I love it here. This is, you know, home, my home now. I go back to visit, but I was from, grew up in Massachusetts.
Tell us a little bit about kind of this, where you get the, I don't want to say motivation, but maybe inspiration to work on global peace. Like, where does that come from for you?
Well, it all kind of began actually in my childhood. I was born awake, so I had my spiritual gifts and all my clairvoyance and clairaudience, and so I had all of my gifts when I woke up in the morning. You know, I was just, as a child, I had these incredible gifts, but I didn't know how to navigate those gifts. And so unfortunately I ended up in some abusive relationships and spiraled down into a homeless, living out of my car with my dog. And basically it was because I didn't really know how to navigate what my gifts were. And my most dominant belief didn't, you know, because we all know how the law of attraction works, but my most dominant belief was I deserve this. My parents divorced at a young age, and I took on the responsibility and took on the belief that I deserve this kind of treatment.
Wow.
So it became my belief system, and it actually spiraled me down into, you know, self-sabotage. And so when I did that experience, had that experience, it ended up that I had been so abused for many years that I kind of lost my faith in humans. And I was, you know, still connecting with the angels, and still I had this incredible gift where I could hear animals and I could talk to angels, and I wasn't sure how to share that with people. And of course I was raised Roman Catholic, and so they thought I was the exorcist. And so it was hard for my family and how to, you know, really step in. But of course we all know that we have soul contracts. So they were perfect. I was perfect. It was all perfect. It was all part
of... Tie that for my audience, because it's such a short podcast. Tie us back to the work on peace.
Yeah. So anyway, when I was homeless, when I was homeless and I was living out of my car, I first of all didn't trust humans, and so I ended up adopting a puppy. And that puppy was the puppy who helped me remember how to love myself unconditionally. So I went from self-loathing to self-loving. I was actually reading three books. I was reading Wayne Dyer's book, You'll See It When You Believe It, Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life, and Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. So I was shifting my mindset from this belief system that I deserve this to I deserve a beautiful life. That became my new mantra. That became my new belief system. And I also realized while I was reading those books that I had a belief pattern that the world wasn't a friendly place and that everybody was out to get me. And so I realized that belief was not serving me. And so I decided to choose to see the world as a friendly place. And as soon as I did that, strangers started bringing me and my dog food, and I was able to find a job, and they offered me a job to work at a restaurant so that I could actually have my dog on the patio. And in that moment, I realized that, you know, I had now stepped into an abundance mindset. And I learned how that abundance mindset is all about gratitude and appreciating what you have. And when I, even when I was homeless and only had these three books and my dog, I appreciated the value of what I was learning so much. And that's where the Global Kindness Revolution got started, because I realized that when I can make a difference in other people's lives, I was visualizing, you know, my nonprofit that I started. I have a nonprofit organization that's dedicated to environmental education, animal advocacy, kindness, and compassion, and bringing that into the schools. And I was visualizing that while I was sitting in my little Hyundai and visualizing my husband. I've been happily married now for 22 years and have a beautiful 21-year-old daughter. I was visualizing a happy family life. So I've been living my dream life, and now I get to teach people how to avoid those potholes and really kind of have an amazing and fun life, because now I finally understand. I'm an Akashic Records reader, so I've been able to go into my past experiences and realize why I came here and what I'm here to teach. And what I'm here to teach... There is.
So in their next minute or two left, what can people do to help be part of the peace movement? What can they do to help join your revolution? Well,
I am a Mindful Media Mom on all social media, and I use all social media to raise the levels of love and joy, kindness and peace. And so the best way you can get involved is go to prosperityandpeace.org, and that is an organization that I am the director of media for. I work with many different other organizations to help. We're going to bring 196 nations are going to learn how to use the prosperity principles and success principles. We're going to have 196 live events on Peace Day, which is September 21st, 2017.
Beautiful.
And so, yeah, get involved by just seeing how you can, you know, go to an event, go to a peace event. I'm going to be doing all the virtual events, so I'll be doing
awesome.
All of them. And I'd love, you know, we're doing podcasts and love to, you know, be on anybody's podcast or any, you know, just sharing the message of hope for all of our world. And
that's awesome, Karen.
Yeah, we're
Thank
all
you so much for coming.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing your story. I know my podcast is pretty short, but anyone who just kind of felt like this could be something that would be wonderful for you, please get involved for International Peace Day and connect with Karen. So I'll be sure to put the URL for you to connect with Karen at Mindful Mom. I'll put all of her connections Erica Glessing Show, the ErikaGlessingShow.com. Thanks for coming so much. That was awesome.
Yeah, and we also, if you do feel like you could be a peace ambassador and you've been in this country, but you are, you know, you grew up in another country, but you live in this country now, we're looking for peace ambassadors that will help us to bring this, and you can just call 1-866-969-6636. And you can get
thanks,
all
Karen.
That information.
Okay, bye.
Bye.